US report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This death of the Australian woman in Minneapolis is a big, big story. The family, of course, want charges laid. The lawyer for Miss Damond, a Robert Bennett, is saying now claims the policeman felt he was being ambushed were ludicrous. He described the ambush claims as a ludicrous manufactured defence theory, and he said, "You're ambushed by a person who called 911, who's a blonde woman in her pyjamas, for crying out loud." He said, "The common thread in police shooting cases he's been involved in is a panicky officer." He said, "The officer who sees things that aren't there and is afraid of things that go bump in the night," he said, "Justine is not a threatening appearing person." Big issue this, Harley, isn't it?
It's a big issue, and no one believes the police side of this story. You know, sometimes the police have a story that, you know, is at least is possible, that you have some sense might be true. Officer Noor claims that there was a loud noise just before she walked up to his door, and that perhaps that led to it. If so, he doesn't have much business carrying a gun, because after all, he shot this 40-year-old woman who had called 911 because there was a potential rape to report, and this is what should have brought compassionate police, not police on the hair trigger edge of shooting someone, mm-hmm. especially in Minneapolis, where they've had some real problems in the past. You know, the department's been paying out mainly $3 million in a settlement over the killing of a black motorist, Philando Castile. He was inside his car when he was shot by a police officer who thought he might have been going for a gun. That had some sense of possibility to it, because the police officer may not be able to see the hands. Of course, there was a dispute over that.
Yeah.
In this particular case, you could see all of the woman who's approaching you.
She's in her pajamas, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is about as unthreatening
absolutely.
A citizen as you could ask
absolutely. O.J. Simpson, he's got parole, but he won't be out for 3 months.
Yes, he'll be out October 1st. Obviously, he's happy about it. It's very controversial because so many people think he got away with murder, and that his outsized sentence of 9 to 33 years for armed robbery was, an effort to try to not set things right, but at least extract some measure of justice from him. Of course, the prosecution denies that was ever the case. Nonetheless, you know, O.J. is saying thank you, as the judge, as the parole board granted him the hearing, and they granted him the parole, and they did it unanimously, because after all, he has kept his nose clean while he's been in prison, and has been evidently a model prisoner, is actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay.
What else can you ask him to do?
I know, 70 years of age. Hard to believe that he's 70 years of age. Thanks, Harley. Have a wonderful weekend. Harley in the United States of America.